with God. For the special relationship has value only to a frightened mind. To the ego, to the separate frightened mind, unless a relationship has special value, the relationship has no meaning to a frightened, separate mind. For the separate frightened mind perceives all love as special. But special love for special things or people cannot be natural. For special love is unlike the relationship between God and God's creation. And all relationships that are unlike the relationship between God and God's creation must be unnatural. Because God's love does not love anyone or anything more than anyone or anything else. And any love that is different from that kind of love must be an unnatural love. God created love as God would have love be, and gave love as love is. Love has no meaning except as God defined love by God's will. It is impossible to define love otherwise than how God created love and understand love. Love is freedom. To look for love by placing yourself in bondage is to separate yourself from it. For the love of God, no longer seek for union in separation, nor for freedom in bondage. As you release, so will you be released. As you release, as you release, so will you be released. As you free, so will you be freed. As you love, so will you be loved. Don't forget this. Forget this not. Or love will be unable to find you and comfort you. There is a way in which your inner guide asks your help. If you would have God's help, there's a way in which God asks your help. The holy instant is the Holy Spirit's most helpful aid in protecting you from the attraction of guilt, which is the real lure in the special relationship, is guilt. You do not recognize that the attraction to guilt is the special relationship's real appeal. For your wrong-mindedness has taught you that freedom lies in a special relationship. Yet the closer you look at your special relationships or ship, the more apparent it becomes that your special relationships foster guilt, and therefore they must imprison. The special relationship is totally meaningless without a body. If you didn't have a body, your special relationship would be meaningless. So if you value the special relationship, if you value the special relationship, you must also value the body. And what you value, you will keep. What you value, you will keep. The special relationship is a device for limiting yourself to a body. The special relationship is a device for limiting your perception of others to their body. The great rays of love would establish the total lack of value of the special relationship if the great rays of love were really seen. It would establish the total lack of value of a special fearful relationship. For in seeing them, the great rays, the body would disappear because the value of the body would be lost. And so your whole investment in seeing the body would be withdrawn from it. You see the world you value. You see the world you value. You see the world you value. On this side of the bridge, you see the world of separate bodies. On this side of the bridge, you see the world of separate bodies. Seeking to join each other in separate unions, and to become one by losing. When two individuals seek to become one, they are trying to decrease their magnitude. When two individuals seek to become one, they are actually trying to decrease their magnitude. Each individual would deny his power, for the separate union excludes the universe. The separate union excludes the universe. Our separate unions exclude everything else. That means far more is left outside the special relationship then would be taken in. For God or love or freedom is left without and nothing taken in. If one such union, if just one such relationship called a special relationship were made in perfect faith, if you had just one relationship in perfect faith, the universe would enter into it. Yet the special relationship that the frightened mind seeks does not include even one whole individual. Because the frightened mind, the separate mind, just wants part of the other person and sees only the part it wants and nothing else. Across the bridge, on the other side, from where we are now, where we see separate bodies seeking separate unions, on the other side, it is so different. Now, when you're on the other side, this is what happens. For a time, the body is still seen for a time, but not exclusively, as the body is seen here. The little spark of love that holds the great rays within it is also visible. And this spark of love cannot be limited long to littleness. Once you have crossed the bridge, once you're on the other side, once you're seeing in the new way, the value of the body is so diminished in your sight that you will see no need at all to magnify the body. Because you will realize that the only value that the body has is to enable you to bring others to the bridge with you and to be released together there.